big toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy, ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over and get a little close so you can play my radio. Put your pretty big toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you. I wanna take a little ride with you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A reminder among the reflections on former President Jimmy Carter's legacy a day after his death at 100, add to a former leader of the free world and leader of global humanitarian efforts.
He was also the leader of our little community. He was the leader of our church. He was just the kind of leader that we need today.
Mr. Carter's niece, Kim Fuller, who runs the nonprofit Friends of Jimmy Carter. A state funeral is January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington. As South Korean officials continue to investigate the explosive, deadly Jeju air crash, the two survivors, a man and woman, both flight attendants, continue to recover. Officials have ordered safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. President-elect Trump has endorsed Mike Johnson to continue on as House Speaker amid opposition by some fellow Republicans. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, January 4th at 10 a.m., there's a volunteer fair in Ladysmith. The Russ County Community Library invites you to join them at the Indoor Farmers Market for a volunteer fair, where you can find out how you can do something for the greater good of your community. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 4th at 10 a.m. over on 418 Corbett Avenue West, Ladysmith. Adding to a declining snowmobile industry, Arctic Cat announced it's suspending operations indefinitely. Brittany Merlot has more.
Their plants in Thief River Falls and St. Cloud, Minnesota will cease. Arctic Cat already started layoffs about a month ago at the Thief River Falls snowmobile plant. The announcement from the company cites ongoing business conditions facing the power sports industry. Arctic Cat says, though, it will continue to sell 2025 model snowmobiles throughout the year and will resume production as planned after this new year, but will again suspend operations indefinitely after that building is complete. Arctic Cat's competitor, Polaris, is also facing challenges. Polaris's snowmobile segment has reported an average decline of 18% year over year. Another big name in the snowmobile industry, Yamaha. They announced in 2023 they'd be leaving the snowmobile industry after more than 50 years in the market. And this comes after snowmobile trails in Wisconsin didn't even open last year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hawkinson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened, in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering. High temperatures will reach the mid-30s and slide below freezing tonight to the low 20s. More patchy fog is possible, and we could see some light snow throughout tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with highs in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the tasty freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to. Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Trisha Yearwood here on 98Q. She's in love with the boy, the first song of the 4 o'clock hour, and it's about to become 5 in a row with me, Greg Gunderson, brought to you by K&B Refrigeration,
of Medford, or find them inside their appliance outlet. That's Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips. From either location, K&B Refrigeration will handle your major brand appliance needs, and they'll make sure they do it to fit your budget. That's K&B Refrigeration, bringing you this 5 in a row before we talk Packers for the first time in about 15 minutes here on 98Q Country. First, Chris Young, then Alan Jackson, Dan and Shay, Jody Messina. All this and more coming up right now on 98Q Country.
Got a little southern drawl in my talk, little pickup truck on my highway. Got a little boot stomping my walk, little neon light in my Friday. Got some Tennessee in my whiskey, raise a cup of baby with me. I was raised on girl, raised on Willie. Got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. When someone cranks it up, you can't help but listen. My upbringing sounds like George Strait singing. And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me, I was raised on country. The only reason that I survived every breakup and every party is the soundtrack to my life. It runs deep in my DNA. I was raised on girl, raised on Willie. Got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. When someone cranks it up, you can't help.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July, I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's all Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world, where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Well, it's been
your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, 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 I'm alright. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm all, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Jody Messina here on 98Q Country. That was I'm All Right, Bigger Houses from Dan and Shay before that one to finish off five in a row to start the 4 o'clock hour. And it's time we talk Packers. I chatted a little bit with Joel this morning, so you can probably guess how I'm feeling to a degree, but it's never a one-word description. So the first drive ended with a lost fumble for the Packers, and that really kind of set the tone for the day. When you lose by two, there's a lot of single things that people are tempted to point to. Injured players, of course, one key piece missing on either side of the ball, both Christian Watson and Jaire Alexander in street clothes yesterday. Penalties are another one. There were a few that really stung, but like that second chance field goal definitely stands out. It basically handed the Vikings 3 points and they won by two. But even that play is not the reason that the Packers lost last night. There are a lot of reasons that happened, and perspective has a lot to do with it. One of the ways I look at it is that Brian Flores and the Minnesota defense have really got it down when it comes to containing Jordan Love within Matt LaFleur's offensive scheme. That showed up in a couple places, but I'm sure a lot of us saw our offensive line struggling yesterday, at least relative to how they've been playing this season. That hasn't been the case very often, and it had an effect on our quarterback. That's another way to look at the same problem. Jordan didn't look as cool under fire as we've seen him be earlier in the season. I think he has a lot of faith in the guys blocking for him, and I wonder if he wasn't a little rattled when they had their hands full like they did. Regardless of perspective, though, the Vikings won, and they've swept the Packers this season. The Packers, for their part, have 5 losses so far, and 4 are from divisional opponents. If and when we meet one of those teams in the playoffs, I expect a great playoff game. We'll talk Packers again today, but first, I've got a few things for you. Motorsports Minutes up next, then a look at the weather from Civic Media, and of course, a bunch of country music. We are WCQM.
98Q Country.
Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road, 18 miles east of Fifield, or come by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Try my favorite Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the best pizza around every day. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
'Cause I'm living and loving every day.
A new season at a legendary track is just around the corner. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
Just a few days shy of the new year, teams in all three of NASCAR's National Series are prepping for a new season. And for Cup teams, that new season begins at the quarter-mile Bowman Gray Stadium in North Carolina for the annual running of The Clash, an exhibition race held the last 3 years at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Chase Briscoe says that while both are a quarter mile, February's race at Bowman Gray will look a bit different from L.A.
You're definitely going to be beating and banging around a lot, I think. It's going to be narrow. I would say that's the big thing. It looks like it's way narrower than L.A. Like, L.A. is actually really wide for how small it is. I don't know. It's going to be chaos regardless.
The Clash is scheduled for Sunday, February 2nd. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed?
It was an itsy
bitsy, yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering. High temperatures will reach the mid-30s and slide below freezing tonight to the low 20s. More patchy fog is possible, and we could see some light snow throughout tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with highs in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios.
98Q Country.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, this living on the edge. You holding me, holding you, it's a hell of a I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue,
into the blue.
This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off a ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, this living. Something that you can't have again.
Country.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. It's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, he hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along, and he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. It's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy's staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi, my temporary ticket anywhere but there.
call it an early weekend. Call it going off the deep end. Call it what you want. I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights to go and nonstop. No work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Yeah. I can do what I wanna do. Be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend. Call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Oh, 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play. Monday.
Steve Azar, I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. That just finished up four in a row during the 4 o'clock hour here for you. And we're talking Packers today. So it took me a bit to figure out how to use my time today. And by that, I didn't know for a bit what to talk about during the second Packers break until I stumbled upon a stat that caught me up. And that kind of happens sometimes. I'll basically be marinating in the great deluge of stats that occurs in the wake of any given NFL game, and eventually I'll see one that I can't ignore. I'll end up Googling something and finding a second, more compelling piece of info. Well, today it was Jordan Love's stats. 19 of 30 for 185 yards and a touchdown, which sounded about right to me, at least at first glance. That earned him a rating of 91.7, and that number sounded a little higher than I expected, so I looked closer. No picks, just shy of two-thirds of his passes completed, one touchdown. Okay, fair enough. So why did Jordan's performance feel so rough? I feel like a bunch of you can agree with me. That didn't feel like we were watching good Jordan Love out there. Well, I think the answer was timing. Joel mentioned that his son Blake said something about timing yesterday, and that sort of burned into my head when I was researching this. So I asked, when in the game did the 11 incompletions occur, contextually speaking? Context, for those who may not be familiar with the word, refers to the things that are going on around something. What's happening in the immediate circumstances? What was happening around the team, around the offense, around Jordan Love? What happened just before and just after? How was the game going when those incompletions occurred? Just as important, what was it like when there weren't incompletions? I mean, these are basic questions, but if we're going to move on from watching as a fan, we have to ask them. So, first of all, the Packers had the ball 3 times in the first quarter. The first drive ended in that fumble, but Jordan was perfect on that drive. The plays went run, pass, pass, run, fumble on the 5th play, which was also a run. Jordan completed both of those 2 passes. However, we hit some major turbulence after Minnesota punted it back. Jordan threw his first completion of the day on a deep ball to Romeo Doubs, which was followed by a deep incompletion to Wicks. And then on 3rd and 10, yet another deep incompletion to Reed. Okay, at that point, the last four offensive plays from Green Bay, fumble and three nothings. Then we punt, and okay, we reset. The Vikings marched for about seven plays, then tapered off and missed their first field goal attempt of the game. Our ball again. Three straight runs earned the Packers a first down. Love threw a dart to Tucker Kraft. You remember the big gain? 28 yards brought them all the way to the Vikings 39. But after that, the Packers only managed seven more yards. They had to kick a field goal. It got us on the board 3-0. Only two drives in the next quarter at all for the Packers, and no points from either of them. But the Vikings scored 13 points in the second quarter. There we are, 3-13. And believe it or not, from there, the Packers' offense started heating up, only punted twice in the second half at all. However, even two punts were too many with the game so close. All this to say, Jordan actually had a pretty solid day altogether, but I think many of us felt he had a rough day. I'm thinking that the reason for that are many and complex, but near the top of the list, timing. You might see momentum up there too, but timing is the only single word answer I'll accept. The Vikings forced errors from Jordan Love, and they forced them in series at critical moments. Major, major credit to the Minnesota coaching staff. I cannot wait for you all to get new jobs elsewhere this upcoming spring. Here's my final thought. Five losses for the Packers so far, but if you need to console yourself, do it the same way I did. Four of them have come to the Vikings and Lions, one to the Eagles. That means all five losses are to teams that currently have at least 13 wins. Cold comfort is better than none. That's Packers for me today here on 98Q, but do not go anywhere. The Wolf Farm Sports Report is coming up at 5 with weather and a bit of news. We are your local civic media station, WCQM.
98Q Country. Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Happy holidays from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Celebrate Christmas and New Year's with fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, and now delicious menu delivery, including pizza. Call 715-208-2795 Fridays and Saturdays between 4 and 8 p.m. Collect 20 flyers and your next pizza's on Lena. Enjoy Porterhouse Steak. Lena's Northern Pines is your dinner destination. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. All trails lead to Lena's.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300. 300.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work is hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Down the front of my jeans. It's work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find the girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, love a lot. Friday night, here we go. Do a little do-si-do. Kick back, have a laugh, catch my breath. Tell the man, slow it down. There she is, think I found. Maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, love a lot. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind. Step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little,
to live a little of a life.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Among those who worked on public service projects with former President Jimmy Carter, remembering him at his death, Brandon Price in Fayetteville, North Carolina, with Habitat for Humanity.
President Jimmy Carter rolled up his sleeves and came out to build sites, to help build homes for families, and to do things to help people who he may never meet and that could never do anything for him.
Investigators in South Korea have recovered the partially damaged cockpit voice and data recorders from the deadly explosive jetliner crash Sunday. A federal appeals court today upheld a jury's finding in a civil case that Donald Trump sexually abused a columnist in an upscale department store dressing room in the mid-1990s, and upheld the $5 million award that he's ordered to pay her. Mr. Trump's spokesman says they'll appeal. A Canadian man arrested at Miami Airport Saturday is accused of randomly attacking people. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns.